Teacher versus mentor. Understanding the difference in language learning. When we hear the words teacher and mentor, it's easy to assume they mean the same thing. Someone who helps you learn. But in reality, the difference between the two is much deeper than just a job title. And in the context of language learning, especially for learners with high-stakes goals such as IELTS or relocation, the difference can determine whether you simply attend lessons or actually achieve the transformation you want. Clear differences between teachers and mentors. Mentors and teachers both play important roles in a learner's academic growth, but there are some key differences between the two. Role and responsibility. Teachers are primarily responsible for providing structured education and instruction in a specific subject or skill. They typically work within a formal educational setting, such as schools or universities. Mentors, on the other hand, offer guidance, advice, and support based on their personal experience and expertise. They can operate in various settings, including workplaces, community groups, or informal networks. Relationship dynamics. Teacher-student relationships are often hierarchical, with the teacher serving as an authority figure who imparts knowledge to the student. Mentor-mentee relationships are typically more collaborative and egalitarian. Mentors act as role models and guides, fostering a supportive relationship where both parties can learn and grow. Scope and focus. Teachers usually concentrate on teaching a specific curriculum and helping students achieve academic success within their subject area. Mentors provide broader guidance and counsel, addressing various aspects of personal and professional development. This can include career advice, skill building, and networking opportunities. Duration and commitment. Teacher-student relationships generally last for a defined period, such as a school term or course duration. Mentor-mentee relationships can be more flexible and long-lasting, sometimes evolving into lifelong connections as the mentee progresses in their career or personal journey. Evaluation and feedback. Teachers often assess student performance through tests, assignments, and grades. Mentors offer feedback and advice through ongoing conversations, offering constructive criticism and encouragement to help mentees grow and develop. While both teachers and mentors contribute to individual growth and learning, their roles, responsibilities, and approaches differ significantly. Let's now see how these differences separate a language or IELTS teacher from a language or IELTS mentor. A teacher's role, delivering knowledge. At its core, teaching's about transferring information. A teacher explains grammar rules, introduces new vocabulary, and assigns exercises. The structure is usually predetermined, following a syllabus designed for an entire class. This model is effective for building general knowledge, and it creates consistency across groups. For example, every learner in the class studies the same verb tenses, the same reading passages, and the same writing prompts. But this uniformity can also become a limitation. It assumes every learner shares the same pace, background, and priorities, which is rarely true in practice. Imagine two learners preparing for IELTS, one aiming for Band 7 in 2 months, another learning part-time with no fixed deadline. In a traditional class, both sit through the same lesson on Listening Part 2, regardless of their personal challenges. For the first learner, the pace may be too slow. For the second, too rushed. This mismatch is where the teacher-centered model begins to struggle. A mentor's role. Designing the journey. A mentor, by contrast, is less concerned with what to teach and more focused on how to ensure you succeed. At the mentoring department at IFI, we treat each learner as a unique project. Your specific goal, whether reaching Band 7 quickly or achieving functional fluency for relocation, becomes the foundation of a customized roadmap. Instead of saying, "Today we're covering listening part 2," a mentor asks, "What exactly is stopping you from scoring full marks here?" Then the strategy is redesigned to address that obstacle directly. This shift moves the process from teaching lessons to designing success pathways. For instance, if you lack fluency in speaking due to anxiety, a teacher may assign additional speaking practice. A mentor, however, integrates confidence-building techniques, role-play under simulated exam conditions, and emotional readiness tracking alongside linguistic work. The goal is not only to improve your skills, but to ensure you can perform when it matters. Accountability beyond attendance. Accountability is another crucial difference. In traditional teaching, accountability often means showing up for class and completing homework. With mentorship, accountability is personalized. A mentor doesn't just ask, "Did you do the homework?" They track your milestones, identify what's slowing you down, and adjust the plan in real time. At IFI, our mentors check in midweek, send quick micro-practice tasks, and provide feedback between sessions. You're never left waiting for the next class to address problems. This constant connection turns the learning journey into a partnership rather than a classroom obligation. The emotional and strategic sides. Language learning is not just academic. It is also deeply emotional. Many learners face stress, self-doubt, or frustration after repeated failures. Mentorship recognizes this. A mentor provides both strategic planning and emotional support, helping you stay motivated during setbacks and focused on the bigger picture. Learners often describe mentorship as feeling guided rather than taught. That difference matters because real progress depends on both mindset and method. Where a teacher provides lessons, a mentor provides resilience, confidence, and a roadmap tailored to you. In conclusion, a teacher gives you lessons. A mentor gives you guidance, accountability, and the tools to overcome every barrier between you and your goal. For learners with urgent or ambitious language goals, mentorship is not a luxury. It's often the deciding factor between almost reaching your target and truly achieving it.